Welcome to Commerce Media Minute. I'm Sean Ayala. Today, we're covering commerce media getting its own upfront, new research asking whether retail media has a creative problem, and Nike experimenting with a new way to help people discover running shoes inside ChatGPT. Three stories that, at first, might not seem completely connected, but I think they all point to the same question. Now that commerce media has built all the infrastructure, what do we actually do with it? Let's get started. Story number one, commerce media gets its own upfront. Okay, this first story caught my attention because it feels like one of those moments where you can actually see an industry growing up. This week, Ascendant Network held Showcase in New York, which is billed as its first retail and commerce media upfront. And if you're not familiar with an upfront, traditionally, this is where big television companies get advertisers and agencies together in one room and essentially say, here's our audience, here's our programming, here's what we're building, and here's why you should invest your media dollars with us. Well, commerce media apparently has one now too. More than 15 retail and commerce media networks were part of Showcase, representing everything from grocery and home improvement to delivery, payments, and financial services. Albertson Media Collective, DoorDash Ads, Instacart Ads, Macy's Media Network, PayPal Ads, Orange Apron Media, and several others were part of this event. And major agency groups including Publicis, Dentsu, WPP, Omnicom, and IPG were represented on the buy side. But here's where I think this gets interesting. The stories coming out of the event weren't really about shiny new ad products. They were about some of the questions commerce media is still trying to answer. How do these networks earn more brand-building dollars? How do they differentiate when so many of them are talking about first-party data and purchase signals? How do advertisers compare performance across networks? And maybe most importantly, can marketers actually trust that the measurement they're getting tells them what really happened? The Wall Street Journal reported that buyers at the event were still raising questions around data transparency. Adweek and Ad Age also came away focused on measurement, brand budgets, and how networks differentiate themselves as the market gets more crowded. And I think that's actually a healthier conversation, because getting your own upfront feels like a sign that commerce media has arrived. But getting a seat at the table also means marketers are going to start asking harder questions. Not just, can you prove this ad drove a sale, but what did this investment actually add? Did it reach someone I wouldn't have reached otherwise? Did it build my brand? And can I compare these results with everything else I'm buying? I've been learning about retail media for a couple years now, and one thing that keeps becoming clearer to me is that growth creates a different set of expectations. The bigger commerce media gets, the more it has to operate like the rest of the media ecosystem. And that means the next phase probably isn't just about creating more inventory, it's about proving the value of the inventory we already have, which actually leads perfectly into the second story. Story number two. Does retail media have a creative problem? Ipsos recently published research called Creativity Over Clicks, looking at the role creative quality plays in retail media. And I love the question behind this research because we spend so much time in commerce media talking about data, audiences, targeting, attribution, ROAS, closed loop measurement, all incredibly important. But sometimes I wonder whether we've become so good at talking about who sees the ad and what happened after they saw it that we don't spend enough time talking about the thing sitting right in the middle, the actual ad. Ipsos research argues that retail media shouldn't be viewed only as a performance channel. It can also help build brands, influence undecided shoppers, and create future demand. And that's an important distinction, because think about the first story. Commerce media networks are asking advertisers for bigger budgets. They're increasingly competing for dollars that historically may have gone towards television, social, digital video, or other brand building channels. Well, if that's the ambition, then the creative probably has to evolve with it. You can't just take something designed to get a click, put it on a bigger screen, and suddenly call it brand advertising. And this made me think about something really simple. Maybe one of the biggest opportunities in commerce media isn't another piece of technology. Maybe it's creativity. What can a brand do inside a store that it can't do in a normal digital ad? What can happen when a retailer's understanding of the shopper actually informs the creative idea? What can you build when the advertisement appears close to the moment someone is making a decision? That's where this gets exciting for me, because the technology underneath commerce media is getting incredibly sophisticated, but ultimately people still have to notice the advertising. They have to remember it, maybe even enjoy it. And if commerce media really wants to compete for bigger brand budgets, I think creative quality becomes a much more bigger part of the conversation. So that's something I'm going to be watching. Not just who has the best data, but who starts doing the most interesting things with it. Story number three. Nike builds product discovery inside ChatGPT. And that brings us to Nike. Mario Torza, Nike's head of marketing AI, shared this week that Nike has launched what he describes as its first mini app inside ChatGPT. It's called the Running Shoe Finder. The idea is pretty straightforward. Instead of someone simply asking ChatGPT, "What's a good running shoe?" and getting a text answer, Nike has created an interactive experience designed to help people walk through things like their running style, terrain, and preference to find the right shoe. Nike already offers a running shoe finder through its own digital experience, and the ChatGPT integration appears to bring that type of guided product discovery into the AI conversation itself. And this one sent me down a rabbit hole, because we've talked before on this show about AI becoming part of shopping. But there is an important difference here. Brands have spent decades thinking about how they show up in search engines, then social platforms, then retailer websites, then retail media networks. Now, there's another question. How do your brand show up inside an AI conversation? And maybe the answer isn't always an ad. Maybe sometimes it's a useful experience. That's what makes the Nike example interesting to me. They're not just waiting for an AI assistant to mention one of their shoes. They're experimenting with what product discovery itself could look like inside that environment. And I have no idea yet how big this becomes. Maybe consumers love shopping this way, maybe they don't. We're early. But I do think commerce marketers should be watching these experiments very closely. Because if AI assistants become another place where consumers research products, compare options, and eventually make purchases, then brands are going to have to think about those environments just like they thought about search, social, and retail media before them. And the question may eventually move from, how do I advertise inside AI, to what useful thing can my brand actually build there? And when I look at all three stories together, that's what stands out to me this week. Commerce media has spent years building networks, data, measurement, technology, inventory, and now we're entering this really interesting next phase. The industry has its own upfront. Advertisers are asking harder questions about measurement and brand building. Creative quality is becoming part of the conversation. And brands like Nike are already experimenting with entirely new places for product discovery. To me, that feels like an industry moving beyond simply proving that commerce media works. Now the question is becoming, how good can we actually make it? If there's one thing to remember this week, it's this. Commerce media has built a lot of the infrastructure. The next opportunity may be figuring out how to make the experience running on top of it more creative, more useful, and more valuable to consumers. That's it for this week's Commerce Media Minute. If you're following Commerce Media or trying to figure it out like I am, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more from me at SeanAyala.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.